everyone, this is Annapurna from the Word Elephant. I am back after a long break, and today, on the occasion of Shivaratri, I want to tell you a story of how Lord Shiva gifted Lord Vishnu the greatest weapon of all times. Yes, the Sudarshan Chakra. Do you know the Sudarshan Chakra is a disc-like weapon with 108 serrated edges that can spin at unimaginably high speeds? Can you imagine how sharp that would be? The chakra is known to travel at very great speeds in the blink of an eye. And Lord Vishnu has to just think of his enemy and the Sudarshan Chakra will unleash itself. He actually doesn't have to throw it or fling it. And do you know the best part? The Sudarshan Chakra will not harm anyone or anything in its way, not even a blade of grass. The chakra will destroy the enemy and come back to Lord Vishnu's hand, resting on his finger, but continuously rotating, mind you. Such a powerful weapon, right? And now, here is that fascinating story of how Lord Shiva gifted this to Lord Vishnu. So long, long ago, when it was one of those times the Asuras were wreaking havoc and creating lots of trouble for the Devas went to Lord Vishnu and asked him to protect them from these naughty, terrible Asuras. Lord Vishnu heard them patiently and then told them, "Looks like we need to get something more powerful to stop the Asura menace. But my dear Devas, I possess no such strong weapon that can end this trouble from the Asuras. Let me go and meet Lord Shiva and see if he can help us in some way." So, Lord Vishnu went to meet Lord Shiva in Mount Kailasa, where he found him deep in meditation. "Search of a weapon, I come to you, O Nilkanth, the god with the neck so blue, to defeat the Asuras very soon. O handsome wearer of the crescent moon, I will wait and pray till you open your eyes. O king of mountains, until you arise, I will wait and pray till you open your eyes. Lord of animals, the very wise." So Lord Vishnu sang this in his mind and decided to wait patiently for Lord Shiva to come out of his meditation. He waited and waited and waited. After several years, you heard right. After several years, Lord Shiva came out of his trance and seeing that Lord Vishnu was really, really happy. Finally, he could now speak to Lord Shiva. So Lord Vishnu ran and quickly gathered 1,000 special flowers so that he could worship Lord Shiva with 1,000 different names. And then after that special puja, ask him for the special boon, that weapon that could defeat the strongest of enemies. So Lord Vishnu went around and picked the most beautiful flowers from the jungle, each prettier than the other, each more divine smelling than the next one. And he began his worship. With each flower, he would chant a different name of Lord Shiva. Do you know some of the different names that Lord Shiva has? He has many, many names. Chandrashekhara, the Lord with the crescent moon. Gangadhara, the Lord who holds the Ganga river in his hair. Girisha, the Lord who sleeps on Mount Kailasa. Kapali, the one who wears the necklace of skulls, and many, many, many more such names. So as Lord Vishnu continued his puja, he chanted one name and prayed with one flower, going on to the next name and the next flower. Now, while Lord Shiva was very pleased, He had an idea that was bubbling in his mind. He decided that he should put Lord Vishnu through a test and see if he passes with flying colors. So what do you think Lord Shiva did? Quietly stole one flower from Lord Vishnu's heap. Lord Vishnu didn't realize and continued his priya. As he reached the 999th name, he realized he was putting the last flower on the Lord's feet and he still had one more name to worship Lord Shiva with, but no flower. Now he can't stop everything and quickly go run and search for a flower, right? He had to complete his prayer in a flow. What would he do? Do you know what he did? He uttered the 1000th name of Lord Shiva and quickly took out one of his eyes and placed it on the Lord's foot as a flower for worship. Unimaginable, isn't it? Amazing devotion. Lord Shiva saw this and was moved by Lord Vishnu's devotion. He tightly embraced him and said, "You have pleased me so much, Vishnu. Tell me, what do you want?" And that is when Lord Vishnu asked him for a weapon that would be the most powerful of all, that could defeat all the bad in the world and allow the good to flourish. And that is how Lord Shiva gave Lord Vishnu the Sudarshan Chakra. Isn't it such a beautiful story? And now, as I say goodbye for today, happy Shivaratri and Om Namah Shivaya, everyone. Thank you.